Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to the HRJ Network, and I am your host, Hanif R. Jordan, and I'm hoping you guys can hear me. They said I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm not quite sure. So for 1 second, just to make sure that I'm being heard, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play this intro, and then we will have Dr. Mayo on. 1 second.
Majerian Publishing is a boutique bookshop. We're concentrating on the digital publishing outlooks as a first tier. We specialize in interactive ebooks, taking full advantage of the new technologies that are exploding on the scene. For more information, visit MajerianPublishing.com.
right, all right. We have fixed the issue. Oh, my goodness, I am so sorry. I guess it's just one of those days today. Okay, everybody, I'm excited that we have Dr. Mayo. I want to make sure I'm saying that correctly. Is a psychotherapist, motivational speaker, author, and writer. And I'm not going to hold you long because I'm going to have this wonderful, talented, multi-talented woman come on, talk about what she does. And, you know, I believe she is now starting her own radio or TV show, so we wanted to get into that, too. So with no further ado, let's welcome Dr. Mayo. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? And how are you doing today?
I am doing well. I am so sorry. I don't know what is going on with this technical difficulty stuff, but, you know,
That's okay. What can you do?
That's it's okay. A live show.
Right.
Well, let's talk about first, I would like everyone to know your full name. I didn't say your full name because I don't want to mess up your name. So let everybody know who you are, Dr. Mayo, and let's talk about what you do.
My name is Sania Mayo. I am a motivational speaker, author, therapist, and screenwriter or slash writer. I just started my online talk show, Talk with Sania, focusing on real topics and relevant things that are going on today in society that people kind of talk about it, but in a subtle way that I'm bringing certain things to the forefront. I wrote my own book, Identifying and Breaking the Cycle. I just finished a second book, which is Transition of a Butterfly, which will be released later on this year. I just wrote a screenplay, Misled, hoping to get it on the big screen sometime soon. So I just have a lot of projects right now, doing a lot of things.
Oh, you're a busy woman. That's why I said multi-talented, busy, but that's a blessing. That's a good thing. Your book, Identifying and Breaking the Cycle, can we get a little bit into that? Because I want to know, you know, and so does my listeners, what do you mean by identifying and breaking the cycle and breaking the cycle of what we go through in life? Or maybe it could be, you know, I'll say this, you know, maybe you have a father who was on drugs, didn't finish school, and you're constantly doing the same thing. Generational curses is what I call them. But I would like to definitely talk about this book and where people can get this book.
You can get the book on Amazon or you can get it on my website, myfirstandlastname.com, which is SaniyyahMayo.com. Identifying and Breaking the Cycle is a book that focuses on generational cycles or generational curses, whichever word you prefer to use. And it focuses on the subtle cycles within families and relationships that go unnoticed. I named the book Identifying and Breaking the Cycle because I believe in order to break anything, you first have to identify that there actually is a cycle. So the book focuses on like having a favorite in the family and how when parents have a favorite child and how that creates a division within the siblings. And usually when that kid is the favorite, when they grow up, then their offspring is then to the favorite. So it causes division between not just the siblings, but also the nieces and nephews. I talk about going into relationships with your eyes wide open, and we see red flags, but because we miss pertinent details about people, we overlook the red flags and end up in unhealthy, dysfunctional relationships. So I talk about division Good. Within the family. I talk about relationships, siblings. Just any cycle that you think you can think of but goes unnoticed and flies under the radar.
No, that's really good, Doctor. I really like what you're talking about, especially, like you said, we when you tend to get into relationships, you may not identify it, or I think sometimes we choose to be blind to the things that are right in front of us, and then we repeat those cycles later on when we start our own family. And something that was interesting that you hit on was about being the favorite child and how that person will do the same thing in their when they decide to have family. I've never heard that. That's why I'm intrigued you writing this book. Because sometimes the person that is the black sheep thinks the favorite child has it all together, right, and has all the blessings. But the cycle just continues, and there is a way to break it once you identify it. So that's why I wanted to bring up your book. If we can dig in a little bit about, you know, you are a doctor, a psychotherapist. For those that don't know what that is and what your main focus on, and I believe your main focus is on family and marriage therapy, can we if you can, if we can talk a little bit about that and break that down for the audience to understand.
A psychotherapist or a marriage and family therapist is just a therapist that provides mental health for people with schizophrenia, bipolar, whatever you can think of. But my specialty is I specialize in at-risk adolescents, marriage, couples, low self-esteem, families. So that's just my niche. But a therapist, when I say psychotherapist, it's clinical psychology, focusing on behaviors and helping people maintain and establish great relationships or break off relationships, as well as, you know, it's the mental aspect.
Makes sense. Makes sense. And I hope that that answered your question, Mrs. Anderson, who is online listening. Thank you for listening in. I also wanted to let us know a little bit of, if you don't mind, personal history for yourself. I know that you're married, but I don't want it to come from me. I like it to come from my my guest. You married? Do you have children? And then what sparked you to start your own talk show? I really want to get into your talk show for sure.
So my husband and I had our daughter when we were 16. I dropped out of high school, went back, got my GED, then my associates, then my master's, then my bachelor's, my master's, and so forth. I've been married 18 years. I have a 20-year-old, 17 and 10. Well, 19 that's about to be 20. So that's a little bit of my background. And what wanted me to decide, you know, to start my own talk show is I believe in creating opportunities. I believe sometimes we sit back and we wait for doors to open, and I'm all about going and creating a door. So if I can't get on TV to have a talk show, then why not create my own discussing relevant topics that people need to hear and need to be addressed?
Absolutely. And yourself, you yourself is an inspiration. That's why I'm honored to have you on this show, because you beat the odds. And you taught us that we can do it, that even if the odds are against you, if you're young, and what I mean by that is you had a child young, you didn't stop your education. What did that drive, where did that drive come from? Like you did it. You became a doctor, you followed your dream, and you were still a mom and a wife, and you did it. And can you tell us what was that drive? What drives you to say, you know, I'm going to be different. I'm going to go ahead and seek and get my education.
Well, I was an at-risk youth. You know, my brother died when I was 12, and, you know, in the African-American community back then especially, you know, therapy wasn't a go-to. That was for crazy people. And so I had to learn to cope with those things on my own. And, you know, I joined the gang. I was at risk. I was fighting out of anger, not knowing how to control those feelings, or I didn't know how to deal with it. And so what led me to want to be different is after I had my daughter, I said, I don't want to be what I see. I don't want to be the woman in a neighborhood with a kid walking around gang banging, you know, another statistic. I wanted to be the opposite of what everybody said I would be and thought I would be. And so that just pushed me to look at my daughter and say, I don't want this for you. I want better.
That's good. That's good. That's inspirational. And because I believe we can do it. We don't have to be our circumstances. We can fight and be better. And I believe that if we're still here, you know, we're here for a purpose. We have a true purpose. We have to just learn to tap into it, and we can break any cycles that we choose to if we put our mind to it. And it's going to take work. And I don't want people to think that, you know, it was easy for you because, let's be honest, you know, absolutely, and because I get into that, you know, I'll hear that, oh, Miss Jordan, you know, it was easy for you. And I laugh because if you knew my past, you understand. Yeah, it was not, but you fight, and you fight to be better. You fight. I love your story because, Dr. Meyer, you know, you decided to get up and do it regardless. Regardless that the odds were against you, you said no more. No more. You knew that you deserved something better, because we're all born with a purpose. It's up to us to find out what that is and choose to, you know, to live it, and you did that. So, you know, kudos to you. I mean, I'm excited. And I'd love to see that as a black woman that did it as well. Those that are listening, I'm sorry, but I've been in the hood in the community where sometimes we just don't make it out. And when you see one make it out, you want to cheer for her. Sisterhood is so vital to our success. And I know where you and I come from, we usually don't cheer each other on, right? We're too busy worried about, she got it. You know, dogging each other out. But let's embrace each other because sisterhood is so vital to our success. Let's get into, you know, what message would you like to tell anybody that's listening in that needs a ear, that feels that they can't make it? They feel like all the odds are against them. What advice would you give them today?
I believe anybody can make it. In fact, I'm currently doing workshops on pursuing your purpose because I think a lot of times when we are stuck and we don't know our purpose, we're all over the place. And I feel like if you don't have a blueprint, you don't know where you're going. And in order to find purpose, you have to know your passion. And a lot of times we're already walking in our purpose. We just don't know how to utilize it. See, people don't understand that your passion pushes your purpose because it's what you'll do for free. It was hard. It wasn't easy. But I knew what I wanted to be. And I remember praying and asking God to show me what I was supposed to be doing. And when he showed me, I chased it like never before. You know, a lot of times people will say, you know, I grew up in a household like this. My parent was on drugs. I've heard every story. But the only person that can ever stop you from getting to where you need to go is you. We can make excuses all day long. But at the same time, you have to be willing to put in the work. And it's funny that you say that because people always would tell me, well, you're married, you're this, you're that, your life is easy. And I would think, just come spend a day with me for one day and see what I go through. Nothing that I have ever fought for was easy. I used to cry out and ask God, I wish he would have named me opposition because everything I had to obtain, I had to fight for it. Nothing has ever been easy or handed to me. I knew what I wanted. I knew I wanted more. I didn't want to be another statistic. I wanted my kids to experience and see things that I've never even knew existed, taking them out of the country, just opening up their minds so they know they could be more than what they see around them. So if I would give any advice, I would say the only thing in your way is you. Move out the way and go forward.
And I'm over here doing the Holy Ghost dance. I'm loving what you're saying because we don't realize that we are in our own way. And I just want any man or woman or child that is listening to my show to understand we do have to move out our own way. And you don't want to wait so late to do it, but then it's never too late to do it. I say that as well. I always believe that a wise man learns from you know, others' mistakes, a fool learns from his own. And so, you know, Dr. Mayo is here telling you can do it because she's been there. And I love what you said, Doctor, the fact that, you know what, come spend one day with me. And then let's see how easy this is, because whom much is given, much is required, right? People, that's a real statement, isn't it? That is when I read that in the Word, I said that is so real, because if you only knew. You know, are you willing to go through that's why I said don't worry about what another person is doing. Don't be so busy watching everybody else. Just focus on what God has told you to do. Get your blueprint together, which I love that you said that. Write some stuff down and watch some things happen. Write your dreams down. Start writing what you want to do. Do your action plans and follow through. And I love that you said someone's going to be blessed today. I'm reading here and I love it that you're all about empowering, you know, women and young girls. And you kicked off something, I believe, in 2016. It was a campaign called Girl Gossip. What is that about?
Because I wanted to focus on how you said, especially in the women community, that we tear each other down and everything is a competition. And you see somebody doing good, instead of getting under them and learning from them, we want to outshine them and outdo them, and not understanding that the stage is big enough for everyone. So the Girls Gossip and Women Network is not based on age, but mindset, because I feel like when girls, which can be a woman, but still has a little broken girl, because I feel like gossiping is a broken state, because people gossip out of insecurity, because as long as we focus on Susie, we don't have to look at self and look in the mirror and say what we need to change. So Girls Gossip and Women Network was something to empower people, but not just empower them, for them to look in self and say, why is it that I focus on this person? Why am I gossiping about somebody else when I could be putting that time in focusing on me? Because it's easy to look at somebody else and see everything wrong with what's wrong with them versus seeing what I need to work on in my own life.
Girl. Girl, you good. I like you, Dr. Vaughn. That is the truth. That is the truth. And I like that you're hitting the young girls, because if we can break the cycle young, they won't be old, bitter women.
Yes.
And you know, we see that so much in the community, grown women. And I'm talking about, and I'm going to put it out there, because here we talk about truth and we're honest and real about it, you know. It does go on in high places, and I want people to understand that, but you have to set yourself apart from being
yes.
in that crowd. It's a sadder thing to see grown women who have degrees sit and point fingers and talk about somebody else. We are no better than the next person. We shouldn't think higher of ourselves than we ought to, and we can all learn from each other. Heck, I always say you can learn from someone on a bum on the street if you listen and take notes and pay attention. You can learn anything.
Yes.
So work on self. We should want to be better than we were yesterday. And that's what you should be focused on. And so I love that you pointed that out, and I wish you continued success, sister. Definitely do. If someone wants you to come out and speak and be a motivational speaker that you are, because as we can hear now, how do they get in contact with you to do so?
They can visit my website, saniamayo.com, and leave a message saying that they want to book me or they would like for me to come out and speak. Again, my website is my first and last name, SaniyahMayo.com. All my social media handles is Shania Mayo.
Shania, that's a beautiful name, Shania. I just didn't want to mess it up on the air because I do that. Well, thank you, Shania, for coming on to the HRJ Network. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to leave the audience what I always do with my last words, and let's uplift each other. That goes for brothers and sisters. You know, queens rise and kings stand, and we need each other. And if we can see that and pour into each other, we could just be better, because that's what it's about, being better, being there for each other. So let us all be mindful of our thoughts, our words, and our actions, because we may be the only God someone sees today. God bless.